Welcome to the 5 Minute Murder podcast from 5MinuteMurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination, or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5MinuteMurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 33, The Murder of Sir Edmund Berry Godfrey. The murder of Sir Edmund Berry Godfrey in 1678 remains one of the most enigmatic and controversial cases in British history. His death, occurring at the height of the Popish plot hysteria, became a political firestorm, inflaming religious tensions and influencing the course of English politics. The circumstances surrounding his murder, the suspects involved, and the broader implications of the crime have been the subject of intense speculation for centuries. To this day, the true identity of his killer or killers remains a mystery, with theories ranging from Catholic conspiracies to government cover-ups. Sir Edmund Berry Godfrey was a respected magistrate and justice of the peace in London. Born in 1621, he was a well-known public figure who had served with distinction, earning a reputation for fairness and diligence in his duties. His position often brought him into contact with political and religious conflicts, as England in the 1670s was a deeply divided nation. Anti-Catholic sentiment ran high, fueled by fears that Catholicism would be reinstated as the dominant religion. The exclusion crisis was looming, with efforts to prevent the Catholic Duke of York, the future James II, from succeeding to the throne. In this climate of suspicion and paranoia, the Popish plot emerged, a fabricated conspiracy alleging that Catholics were planning to assassinate King Charles II and seize power. The Popish plot was the creation of Titus Oates, a former Anglican clergyman who claimed to have uncovered a vast Catholic conspiracy. His allegations, though completely false, spread like wildfire, leading to the execution of numerous innocent Catholics and the imprisonment of many more. Godfrey became involved in the affair when Oates approached him in September 1678 to make a formal deposition regarding the supposed plot. As a magistrate, Godfrey was duty-bound to record the testimony, and he did so, though he remained sceptical of Oates's claims. Despite his reservations, his involvement placed him in a precarious position, drawing the attention of both Protestant extremists who supported Oates and Catholics who feared retribution. On the 12th of October 1678, Godfrey left his home in Westminster and never returned. His disappearance immediately sparked concern, as he was a man of routine and responsibility. Days passed with no sign of him, heightening fears that something sinister had occurred. On the 17th of October, his body was discovered in a ditch near Primrose Hill, a secluded area on the outskirts of London. The scene presented a bizarre and unsettling spectacle. His corpse lay face down with a sword through his chest, yet the lack of blood at the site suggested he had been killed elsewhere. Additionally, he bore marks of strangulation, indicating that he had been subdued before the fatal stabbing. The discovery of his body sent shockwaves through London. Given the political climate, many immediately assumed that his murder was linked to the Popish plot. Protestants seized upon the incident as evidence that Catholic conspirators were willing to kill to silence those who knew too much. The timing of his death, occurring so soon after he had taken Oates's testimony, seemed too convenient to be a coincidence. The ensuing panic led to widespread arrests of Catholics, with many being falsely accused and executed. The government, desperate to maintain order and prove it was taking the matter seriously, sought to identify the perpetrators and bring them to justice. Suspicion initially fell on a group of Catholic priests and laymen. Three men, Robert Green, Lawrence Hill, and Henry Berry, were arrested and put on trial for the murder. The evidence against them was flimsy at best, relying on the testimony of unreliable witnesses who had motives to fabricate their claims. Nevertheless, the political atmosphere demanded convictions, and all three were found guilty and hanged in February 1679. Their executions did little to quell the speculation surrounding the case, as many believed they were scapegoats rather than the actual murderers. Several theories emerged regarding who had killed Godfrey and why. The most widely accepted theory at the time was that he had been murdered by Catholic agents seeking to suppress the Popish plot investigation. His role in recording Oates's testimony made him a target, and some believed that Jesuits or other Catholic operatives had kidnapped and killed him to intimidate potential witnesses. This theory, however, fails to explain why his body was so publicly displayed rather than discreetly disposed of. Another possibility is that he was killed by Protestants who sought to use his death to inflame anti-Catholic sentiment. Given that his murder led to a wave of arrests and executions, it is plausible that radical Protestants saw him as expendable and used his death as a means to further their cause. The involvement of government figures has also been suggested, with some arguing that he was silenced because he knew too much about the fraudulent nature of the Popish plot. If he had begun to doubt Oates's claims, his continued scepticism could have undermined the entire conspiracy, giving those in power a motive to eliminate him. There is also the theory that his death was not politically motivated at all, but rather the result of a personal dispute or even suicide. Some accounts suggest that he had been struggling with debts and personal difficulties, leading to speculation that he either took his own life or was killed over a private matter unrelated to politics. However, the manner of his death, being strangled and then impaled with a sword, makes suicide highly unlikely. The murder of Sir Edmund Berry Godfrey remains one of the great unsolved mysteries of British history. His death played a crucial role in intensifying the anti-Catholic hysteria of the late 17th century, contributing to the execution of innocent men and deepening divisions within the country. The case highlights how political paranoia and religious conflict can distort justice, leading to wrongful convictions and widespread fear. Despite the passage of time, no definitive answer has ever been found regarding who killed him and why. Historians continue to debate the case, weighing the various theories and attempting to piece together the fragmented evidence. What is clear is that his murder was not just a crime against one man, but a moment that shaped the trajectory of English politics, reinforcing the dangerous power of misinformation and mass hysteria. The legacy of Sir Edmund Berry Godfrey's murder serves as a cautionary tale about the consequences of political manipulation and fear-mongering. It remains a case shrouded in mystery, a story of intrigue, deception and tragedy that continues to fascinate those who study the turbulent history of 17th century England. Whether the crime was the work of Catholic assassins, Protestant extremists, or conspirators within the government, the truth may never be known. What is certain is that his death was not in vain, as it exposed the deep tensions within English society and the lengths to which some were willing to go to shape the course of history. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.